Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. The Navy uses submarines for missions like gathering intelligence, inserting special forces, and attacking enemy targets. I'm with John Pendleton, a Defense Capabilities and Management Director at GAO, who led a report looking into the state of the Navy's submarine fleet. John, how's it looking for our subs?
Thanks, Matt. I think first we need to orient just a bit. The Navy has 51 of these attack submarines, and 51 may sound like a lot, but it really isn't when you consider that they have to cover the whole globe. And all 51 are not available at once. They need periodic maintenance to keep them operational and honestly be safe for the crews. The main issue we found in our work that is facing the attack submarines is that the Navy hasn't been able to get maintenance done on time, and this creates problems. When maintenance runs long, it ties up space to shipyards, which have little or no extra room, and so the Navy has had submarines sitting tied to a pier waiting to get into the shipyard because there's just no space. The unfortunate poster child for this is the USS Boise, which is an attack submarine that has been tied to a pier for over 2 years. This is, for you and me, this would be like pulling up to a shop to get our car fixed and seeing every bay full and being told then that they're not sure when they can get us in, but we can't leave because our car may be unsafe to drive. We might get a rental car in that situation, but the Navy doesn't have that option.
So how do delays like what the Boise is experiencing affect the Navy's overall ability to conduct its missions?
Well, this report's an unclassified version of a more comprehensive classified report, so I can't give you a lot of detail, but let's suffice to say it's a concern. Submarines are in high demand in peacetime and absolutely crucial in wartime. And if maintenance runs long, it reduces the number of subs that are available, and it stresses the rest of the fleet. And it also means we have less bench strength, that is, subs that could be made available but are not currently deployed in case something bad happens. And there's a human element, too, we can't forget. Sailors are assigned even when the sub is in maintenance. And imagine being stuck on a boat that's been tied to a pier or hung up in a shipyard for years. We talked to 7 submarine crews in the course of our work, and I can tell you that those folks signed up to be out at sea, not sitting around with their boat tied to a pier.
Now, have you and your team found a trend with these maintenance delays? Is the situation improving, or is it getting worse?
It's certainly not getting better. And it's adding up over time. Over the past 10 years, our analysis showed that subs cumulatively had experienced over 10,000 days, that's right, 10,000 days of lost operational availability. Subs require some maintenance. That's not counting that. This figure is just what is above and beyond what was planned. And this lost time has costs. We did the math. When you total up the cost over the last 10 years to crew and operate and maintain those delayed attack submarines, we found the Navy had spent more than $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion, to support subs that weren't available to be used should a conflict occur.
So it sounds like heavy shipyard workloads and thousands of days of maintenance delays are threatening the operational status of the Navy's submarines. Did your team have any recommendations to fix this scenario, John?
We made several recommendations, many of them classified for the Navy, to tackle this. But one unclassified recommendation was to look at how the Navy is allocating maintenance workload between public and private shipyards. We visited both and found that the public yards, where this work is usually done, have operated at or above capacity for the past several years, and that's contributed to the backup. At the same time, there may be available capacity at the private yard. Now, we can't say for certain how best to allocate the workload, so we recommended the Navy take a look at the costs and benefits of using private shipyard capacity. And in general, just be more strategic in how they allocate maintenance work. Fortunately, the Navy agreed with us and has pledged to do just that.
Well, that's always good news. Lastly, John, what do you believe is the bottom line of this report?
Matt, attack submarines allow the United States to gather intelligence and attack enemy targets undetected. They provide what the Department of Defense likes to call an asymmetric advantage. Basically, it means we have capabilities that our adversaries do not, or can't defend. But the Navy's falling behind in maintenance, and the delays are accumulating, making fewer subs available and eroding our advantage. Until the Navy addresses its maintenance challenges, it's going to keep spending money on attack submarines that provide little or no operational capability because they're stuck waiting to get in, to, or out of maintenance and back out to sea. Submarines are a critical and precious resource, and one we can scarcely afford to squander.
John Pendleton is a Defense Capabilities and Management Director with GAO, and he was talking about a GAO report on the maintenance delays with the Navy's submarine fleet. Thank you for your time, John.
Thank you, man.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.